This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A woman who was, she called in and she was asking, she's really close to accepting Islam, but she was stuck. She wanted more clarification, like what's the Quran mean? What happened to Jesus? Because they say it's a historical event that he ended up dying, right? They say he was crucified. But then the Quran, and she's confused that, okay, if someone was replaced, an image of him, and how does the actual, you know, how do you like to explain this situation?
We have Athar Abdullah ibn Abbas, which is really the, you know, that when Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Athar ibn Jarir al-Tabari, the author of Tafsir, is the one who compiled this Athar. It's authentic. That when Jesus, peace be upon him, already felt like they are advancing to come and grab him and execute him, he stood up and he delivered a short sermon. This is what they refer to the Last Supper, you know, where the wine is and stuff. But this is our version here. And he said, what will happen? And he has to go and all of that. But who amongst you would accept that my likeness would be thrown on him?
Now we're getting this from?
From Ibn Abbas, Athar Ibn Abbas. It's authentic. The statement of Abdullah Ibn Abbas.
This is the companion of Prophet Muhammad. Anna,
who is Abdullah Ibn Abbas? Is the cousin of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is number one. Number two, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made very special invocation for him. He said, Allahumma allimhu ta'wil. O Allah, teach him the interpretation of the Quran, of the book. When you have Athar, when we read Abdullah ibn Abbas, but we have to be very careful because some of them are weak. You have to look at the chain of transmitters, make sure
but
that you verify.
But this one that you're narrating is authentic.
Yeah, yes. The chain is authentic, yes.
So he's saying, okay, let's start with the Quran. What does the Quran say? And then he's giving exegesis of the Quran, tafsir.
Yes, the tafsir of the Quran. Here is the verse. In Surah
regarding Jesus,
regarding
and his crucifixion.
In a chapter number 4, Surah An-Nisa, I can give you the number later. وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the Jewish community who rejected the message of Prophet Isa because they disbelieved and they uttered allegation against Maryam that she got Jesus out of wedlock.
That she did adultery now.
Yes.
She foreigned it. Yes, God forbid.
وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And because of their utterance that we killed the Messiah, the Christ, Isa, the messenger of Allah. Look at this now. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ. They killed him not. وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They crucified him not. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. But they were made to see that. That's where Abdullah ibn Abbas comes to explain. He said, when they approached the location where Prophet Isa was hanging out with his disciples, Allah informed him that they are coming to grab you, to execute you. So he stood up and he delivered a sermon, short sermon, the Last Supper.
Yes.
But, I mean, there is no wine in there, right?
Yeah.
So he said, who amongst you would sacrifice that my likeness will be thrown on your face and you will be crucified in my place and you will be my companion in Jannah? The youngest of them stood up, Ana ya Rasulallah. Now, some people may have the right to ask.
His companion, just one second, said, me, O messenger of God.
Yes.
He said, O messenger.
Yes, Ana ya Rasulallah.
Not saying God.
No.
Messenger.
Ana ya Rasulallah. He said to them, Allah will raise me up so that there is another messenger will be coming, and then I will come after him to complete his work.
Yeah.
That's his second coming. But here it is. Christians or anybody who hears this has the right to ask, why did this have to happen this way? Why this scenario? Because I tell you why this scenario. Because would Jesus have been risen up, taken up by Allah to the heaven without this scenario, the Jewish community would have killed all his disciples. Because they would be looking for him. They are not going to believe that he was taken up, right? They don't believe he's a messenger to begin with.
Yeah.
So now they're going to say, where is Jesus? Oh, he went up. Come on. So they're going to execute all of them. Now, who will spread the teachings of Jesus after him? The disciples. So the disciples have to stay alive. So that's why the Jewish community has to be convinced that they gotten rid of Jesus. Mm. You're getting that?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, and this is what happened. You see, when these disciples survived this hardship, they went around and they spread what? His teachings. But around what? Around the area where Jesus was sent to. You see, Jesus was not a universal messenger. Jesus was sent to Bani Israel. Even some, you know, in the New Testament, some guy came from the Gentile asking him a question. He said, no, I was sent to the last
sheep
of the house of Israel. I'm not, So the disciples stayed in Jerusalem, you know, to teach, to spread his teachings. And they succeeded. They kept the fort for a while until the self-claimed disciple, Paul, you know, some guy who, you know, like the extreme Sufis kind of experience, he said, I saw light. You know, some people like in the Muslim world, they say, I saw light.
That's what he said, he saw a light.
I saw a light there, and somebody's sitting out there and telling me.
But it's just like, you know, accepting Hitler after he persecuted, you know, the Jews.
Well,
and then saying that he got revelation. Would they accept him as a messenger?
Well, like, look,
because he was a bounty hunter.
Look what he told.
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a bounty hunter.
Yeah, he was killing the Christians.
Yes, he was.
So I made that example, like, let's say Hitler, for instance, was doing that, and which he was, and then
but,
he came.
But here is what I'm looking for, and that's what every Christian should read in the book of Corinthians, that Paul became so famous in Cyprus and southern Italy, his teachings, his distorted teachings of Christianity became so famous that they invited him. You know, when you hear that there is this famous scholar in America, let's invite him to come and give a speech.
Yeah.
But right now you could go online and listen to some of his speeches. Ah, this guy is fake, man. This guy is not real. He doesn't teach Quran and Sunnah. Then you cancel out his trip.
Yeah.
But at the time, he's a famous guy who's walking around spreading them. But they don't know that he's giving up distorted the doctrine of atonement, the sacrifice, the foundation for the Trinity. So they invited him to Jerusalem to give a talk. Mm-hmm. In the book of Corinthians, the first book, maybe you can look at, I'll show you the source there. They chased him out of the Jerusalem.
He got chased out.
Because of the teaching. What are you teaching? This has nothing to do with the teaching.
They called him out. These are learned people.
Those are the learned people.
Yeah.
Imagine like...
What did David, pastor, when you tell the pastors he's a Christian, what does he say?
You know, subhanAllah, may Allah guide this guy, man. I think one day he's going to be a Muslim, inshallah.
The pastor. David, yes. He's a very nice man.
He's really into it.
But he keeps coming back. I think that's... He's going through a struggle, a jihad himself.
Yes.
Right?
I think he has so many followers behind him, and he wanted to be sure that, subhanAllah, you know, he comes and he writes what I say.
Yeah.
In the khutbah, I see him writing, recording. And even after the khutbah, he asked me, you said that word in Arabic, I didn't get it. So, what, you know, so what did you mean by that? So maybe. Yeah.
So go back to now, this situation with Paul, what were you saying?
So the bottom line here is, here you are, you brought the guy that the Christians now following, and he was face to face with the disciples of Jesus. Barnabas is one of the disciples of Jesus, the one who saved you, who walked him out. Come on, these guys are going to kill you, man. Come on.
How about James, his brother, Jesus' brother?
Yeah, they chased him out. Yeah. What are you teaching? What is this? This has nothing to do with what Jesus taught.
The pure message that Jesus
the
came.
The purity. And you see, he came up with more of a idol worship kind of, you know, formula. And that is why it received a very good acceptance, or the acceptance was very good in Europe. But look, at the end of the day, Eddie, you know, this is what I'm trying to say is, you got two theologies evolving, progressing in the Roman Empire. Because Palestine, Jerusalem at the time, was under the reign of the Roman Empire. Actually, the blooding to crucify Jesus was in between the Jewish community and the emir, the leader of Jerusalem at the time, who was appointed by the Heracles, you know, Hercules. So you got those two brands of Christianity evolving, progressing, until they started clashing. They ended up clashing.
Yeah.
It's like the Sunni, you know, very close to that, you know. So the emperor, Constantine, Constantine, the emperor, the year 318. His mom was more into the poll.
His mother, Constantine's mother?
Yeah. So he said, I don't want this conflict, this religion, the religious conflicts in my empire. He gathered all the Christian theologians from both sects, from both groups, in a place called Nicaea, which is Turkey now, Istanbul. Mm-hmm. It was his summer break, you know, where he goes and spends his summer. And he placed them inside a room, and he said, you're not coming out until you figure out who's Jesus. Is he the son, or is he just a messenger? Is he? Subhanallah, the people, the Pauline, because
now
of
the politics come to play.
That's one of the most dangerous things when the imperial power interfere with faith.
And the whole environment, if you can paint the picture, the whole environment is a pagan environment.
Pagan environment. You
so
see,
whatever goes closer to paganism, an easier sell.
Yeah, it was appealing.
Yeah.
You know, like they want to do now with, you know, the imperial powers is working hard now to actually influence Islam. You need to know that too. They want to create that new brand of Islam. Mm-hmm. You know, and people, governments are investing money to come up with this Abrahamic, you know, that one religion thing and all of that. But they don't understand that this is not going to happen because the guidance is preserved. You see, in Allah's divine knowledge, Allah knew that after Jesus, there will be another messenger who will come and rectify things.
Finish what happens now. So there,
so basically, he said to the over 300 of them, they were there. They said, agree, I want you to come out with one religion, not two.
So what were the two they're deciding? One group is saying that Paul, Jesus is a messenger. They're not claiming
that he's disciples God. And like, the teachings of the disciples. He's the messenger of Allah. He's the slave of Allah.
Yes.
He came to call people to submit to Allah. There is a day of judgment.
That's
what we believe in.
What we believe in now.
Yeah, so, that's us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Muslims.
Okay, so then the other version is what? The Trinity, he died for your sins.
Yeah. So the other one is the doctrine.
Just that alone tells you something.
Yeah.
Right? You see what I'm saying? Just that alone, that there's a debate with all these heads at that time, the beginning now of when all this happened, that should tell the intelligent person, like, hold on.
And
why is there even this debate?
By the way, this is history. Mm-hmm. These things are history. It's not something like that we're making up.
Yeah.
Actually, we got this from their own books.
Yeah.
Their own narratives.
Now, you can try to explain it away as much as you want, but, you know, it's straightforward, common sense. Why is there this debate now? Why is there this group? There's the group. They're in there.
Right.
They're saying, no, these earlier sources, you know, the earlier groups, the ones closest to Jesus,